What a day for the LYT All-Ireland Champions. How does it feel now? We're not even an hour after the game is finished and you're taking in the celebrations.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic achievement from all guys. All game, it was a tough game. It's hard to believe it still hasn't settled in. Still hasn't settled in properly.
It was an amazing performance, Mark, because you were 11 points down at one stage and then into the final quarter to force overtime, you had to come from 9 points down.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we were down all game, even the start of the fourth, we were down 9. And just, in fairness, we switched our defence. Sorry about that.
You're okay, Mark, you're okay.
We switched our defence from zone to man-to-man, and it started to unsettle them a bit, and then they got two kind of important players fouled out, and from them we just pushed on, and we were sharper and fitter down the stretch, you know.
Yeah, where did you find that, I suppose, that extra bit of desire at it, because you had to dig really, really deep, because they were only beaten once this year and you defeated them earlier in the competition, so it took a huge effort to try and find that extra that you could overcome that deficit.
Yeah, we did. Listen, we always knew we had a run all game. We were chipping away, but we never made an actual push. And like every game, you get a good run. And I always felt that was still to come. Not necessarily that would have been the way it ended, but I always knew we'd get closer to them. And even in the fourth when we were down, but the guys were phenomenal. We only played maybe 5 or 6 for most of the game, and they were tired during the stretch. But even the other team, where you could see they were lacking in energy, and their heads were starting to drop, especially when we kind of overtook them then. And then overtime, we knew we were the fresher team. As you can see that, we pushed away, pulled away in overtime then.
Yeah, and we see it in other sports when a team comes from so far behind to force added time and to force overtime. You were only feeling at that stage it was going to be 1-1 in the LYIT.
Yeah, we did say that. We said once we got in front, we knew then that we'd push on, especially when their two guys were fouled out. So that was a big turning point, and we still had the... And fairly, we made tough shots, even in that overtime period that kind of near the start of it, that really would have put the dagger in them, you know.
Yeah, some great performances, an all-round brilliant team performance, but the American scholarship guys stood up today, and also Peter Lynch had a fantastic game.
Yeah, without it, they didn't surely. Tijon, one of the victory scholars, MVP. I don't know how many points he had in the end, but it would have been probably over the 30 point, I'd say, easily. You know, he was fantastic. Peter did great. Ray Balogun, Donegal Town Nets player, he was great defensively all game, and helped us with key offensive boards in the fourth quarters, you know. So great all-round performance. Liam Doring came in off the bench. And Connor Reid actually was fantastic. He was our post player today, and he just kind of does a lot of the hard work. He doesn't score a lot, but he boxes out, he sets good screens and gets other guys open, and he was huge for us today, you know.
You've had disappointments in finals before in Division 3. You wanted to do well in this competition. As of now, this minute, after winning an All-Ireland title, has all the expectations been exceeded now for 2017?
Definitely, definitely, especially in Division 2. We didn't expect, we always hoped to win it, but we didn't expect to be starting today with the Cup, you know, but fantastic, and that promotes us now to Division 1 for next season, so great, and for the first time in history, the men's team have been there, you know, so it's a great day all around.